Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
He comes running in like the Roadrunner. I'm gonna be here on time, I know I am. Buddy at Mississippi. Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. This is, I seem somewhat confused, but this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. That much I know. So I hope you're joining us, and you'll tell your friends we're just everywhere. We're streaming, we're on Ruco, we're on, I mean, you name it, we're there. You can pick us up not only during the live broadcast while we do it, but also during the week, anytime that you want to. You don't always have to listen to the broadcast over the radio. You can watch it on television. You can watch it on any of your devices at home. Handyman Show right here, the Build Mississippi Studios. And we'll be here until 12 o'clock. Of course, we'll take your calls. Phone number is 888-808-8637. That's our Super Talk call-in line. And our C Spire text line is 601-879-4395, and we are going to have a good time, and maybe, if we're lucky, get something done. I think we will. At any rate, it's great to see the fall finally getting here, and the weather changing, and the temperatures getting. I like it out there. It's just so nice. I can't seem to get my dog to want to come in anymore. She likes it out there. She didn't like the heat very much. She has a large long coat, but she likes this weather completely. Oh, well. Well, if you've been procrastinating about getting your house ready for that sneaky cold weather coming our way, today would be a good day for it. That includes putting on your faucet bibs, your pipe wrap. Your damper to your fireplace has to be open. It must be open. A chimney, make sure your chimney's somewhat clean. And when is the last time you'd had your HVAC unit serviced? That needs to be done, particularly if you have a gas heat unit. You need to get that unit cleaned and change your filters every month. That's important to do. So today is a good day because, one, Ole Miss is on a bye, so you don't have to worry about running up to Oxford or watching it on television. And I know there's a lot of people probably going to the state game. Matter of fact, my daughter and her family are going to the state game. They'll be up there today, but that won't be until this afternoon. So today is really a good day to get out and get ready for that cold weather because, you know, it's going to sneak up on us. It really is. It's going to be all of a sudden, it'll be like 70 and then get like 80, and then sometime in the morning it'll get like 29. And that's when you can really have to start worrying about pipes freezing and water and hoses getting frozen and breaking the hose. You should disconnect your hose, disconnect it from the bib, and put your faucet bib on there, which is made of styrofoam, and drain all the water from your hose if you can, and put your hose in the garage if you can. If you can't, well, that's fine, but just drain it. That's very, very important. But get ready for old man winter, because you know what? He gonna be here, and pretty soon we'll be using the fireplaces and all those things just to keep ourselves comfy and cozy. A lot of people use fireplaces just for, how you say, ambiance. Yeah, fireplaces are neat. I mean, I remember up north many times just fire gazing. It was a real thing. Or was it the drugs? No, fire.
A little bit of both.
No, I've spent many hours just fire gazing.
Well, I have pictures on my phone. I love throwing a piece of aluminum in a fire.
Yeah, and seeing the different colors.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the prettiest thing you'll ever see. Mesmerizing.
That after you mentioned that, I was driving around yesterday following this pickup truck that had this. It looked like the top of a dome on a police car had blue light. It looks like blue light shining just right in my eyes, but it was in the bed of the truck. I'm going, what is going on? And it didn't. I drove up to it. It was a piece of aluminum that the sun was hitting just right, and it was reflecting on me, and it looked as blue as if the patrol car had their lights on. It really did. And I was like shocked to see that it was just a piece of foil. Amazing what the sun can do. It really is. And we as a society, as a people, as humans on this earth, are beginning to learn more and more about solar energy and how to capture it and use it for our benefit. I don't think we have gotten to the point where we can use it yet practically. And at this point, yeah, the coming from the sun, it's free, but somehow or other, by the time we get it to be used energy in our house, I don't know where the money goes. At any rate, there'll be a time where it'll be something worth doing for sure. So check that out. All right. Coming up at about 10:30, our second segment for sure, Pat Seabrook is going to be on the phone with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about house painting. So if you have any questions about house painting, hey, get with us, give us a buzz, hit our text line. We'd love to have a text about house painting and what you should do and what you need to do. And we'll talk this morning about the different type primers that are available. And people would be surprised how many different type primers there really are, and well, just all those different things. But right now, we're just talking about getting your house kind of tuned up and in pretty good shape. A lot of people need places like to store their tools or store their brooms and rakes and whatever. Well, one of the best things you can do is quarter-inch pegboard. Quarter-inch pegboard with a 1x2 backing frame, and sometimes if the quarter-inch pegboard is, like if you use a 4x4 sheet, it's a pretty good idea to run also a centerpiece of 1x2 right down the center, because that span of 4 foot for just quarter-inch pegboard, it'll make it a little bit hoopy, really. But it's available with plenty of hooks that'll take anything, rakes and hoes and handles and hammers and screwdrivers, and they even have shelves that you can put on there. But pegboard is available in 4x8, 4x4, some places have 4x2, and it's available in like a natural finish. And really what I did when I did this many years ago in my garage is I used 4x4 sheets of pre-finished white quarter-inch pegboard. Now, I kept saying quarter-inch because it's important, because they do sell an eighth-inch pegboard, and that eighth-inch pegboard is not going to be strong enough to be supporting your tools. So make sure you go to the quarter-inch pegboard. The pre-finished is so nice and so easy to use, and something you really, really should look into. It's worth the effort. Go, you know, one day when you're wandering around your favorite big box home center looking for things to do, look at the pegboard and see what's up there and say, yeah, I have 4x4 sheets and 1x2, and maybe I've got a power screwdriver at home, and I can screw that to some studs, screw my 1x2 to some studs, and each 1x2 must hit studs, because studs are 16-inch on center. And sometimes in a garage you'll find studs to be 24 on center. Not very often, but sometimes. But at any rate, it makes a great way to store tools. It really, really does. And that's something I did years ago, and it's still, to this day, it's amazing. It's probably one of the most organized places in my entire garage, which that's saying something, because actually, my garage is pretty well taken care of. I keep it in tip-top shape, but that 1x2, oh, I'm sorry, that a quarter-inch pegboard really does the trick and helps a great deal. So, yeah, it works really, really well. Hey, Rebel Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. You want to talk about a hardware store that really knows what's going on? Hey, my friends at Rebel can help you out. You go see them. They're all over central Mississippi, open from 7 in the morning till sometimes 6 at night, and even later on weekends sometimes. But they have all of the hardware you'll ever, ever need. Yeah, for sure they will. And they have service, customer service like none other. When you walk into a Rebel Hardware, they're going to take care of you. That's all there is to it. You will get exactly what you need at a very competitive price, and it'll be a very quality item. Not only that, but next door to their Rebel Outdoor Power Equipment Centers in Pearl on Highway 8, next door to their Rebel Ace Hardware Store. So check it out, a Rebel Hardware. Great store. Go see my friends at Rebel. They'll be happy that you came through and tell them you heard about it on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show.
Well, Greg from Nettleton called, and he wanted to say the old roofer coming out in him this time of year. Make sure that you're checking the roof for, you know, the hips and valleys and gutters and getting everything cleaned out, because it's going to, as Buddy said, it don't get up there walking around on the roof. Make sure you got a good stable ladder with the arm stabilizer.
Yes.
But the old roofer, Greg said, you got to keep that stuff clean.
Yeah, he's right, because the buildup on the valleys of pine, particularly pine straw, that's the worst. When you get
stuff gets heavy when it's wet.
It gets real heavy, and not only that, when it gets wet, it starts to release some like turpentine type product, and it really does
make you
black. It's detrimental to your roofing. So get rid of it. Get all those buildups up there. But Greg is completely right. Don't get up on the roof when it's wet. Always use arms on your ladder, like Lance said, and you should. And make sure you have rubber-soled shoes on. And I hate to say this. If you get to a certain age, it's time to delegate. Send somebody else up there. I'd love to go on the roof. I really would. I just want to jump up there. I know I can go up there and do all the things I need to do, but I'm told by my kids that I shouldn't. I said, but I can get up there and work up there better than any one of you guys can. They said, yeah, but you only need just one fall. I said, well, I hate it when you're right.
They are right.
Yeah, they are right.
When you're right, you're right.
Yep, one fall.
Somebody else will do it for you. Let them. It's kind of like when we have our live read during the week, and MWG Employer Services, a great sponsor of ours. But you know, when you don't want to do a lot of paperwork, uh-huh, that's not your specialty.
Yeah.
And you've got better things or more important things in your business to deal with. You got to learn to delegate, right?
Yeah.
Same thing in life. You've got to go,
that's right,
I don't want to do this stuff, or I can't do this stuff, or somebody else is going to be able to do it at a much higher quality and safer than I.
Sure.
And time's money, and money's time, right? I mean, you know, so if you're saving time of yourself and you apply that to some other creative endeavor, something else, you know, you might as well find somebody that can help you.
The trouble with that, and in my situation, is yes, I could probably get somebody to get up there and do everything I want to get done. I want to redo my dormers because they have like Masonite siding on them, and I want to remove all of the Masonite siding and all the trim and put some fiber cement board up there. And I know I could go up there and do a class A job. I really could. I'd take my time and do really well. But I don't belong up there, so I do have to delegate. My son said, yeah, I'll do it. But he doesn't know what I'll do it means. There's a lot of work involved in it.
Well, and we have some work going on around the building today, and have 4 months. You know, they're doing some things. And
there are always
several
somebody
crews in here. But some of the smaller guys that you can tell, they're really nimble up on that roof. I'm 6'4". I don't care if I have rubber-soled shoes on and some type of harness. It's always a challenge when you're vertically, you know, up in the sky. But you know, there are benefits to not being the tallest person, and you can climbing around on a roof. It's much more easy to keep your balance. I know my limit. Those really pitched roofs, man.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about getting on one of those things. And
boy,
I've seen certain guys, the roofers, you know, they walk it like a cat.
No sweat at all.
Not me.
Not me either.
Yeah. Not my thing.
When I was supervising a roofing crews, they do make what's called tiger paws, which are actually strapped to the bottom of your feet. And they're, you can walk on roofs with them because they really do grip incredibly well. I mean, they really do grip. You're not, if you have your foot on a piece of roof, it's not going to loosen up and go down unless the roof shingle is not attached properly.
Well, and then you have the low-brow, low-tech method of once you get to your spot. You know, you have an old foam cushion from a discarded couch.
It's the only way.
And that thing works like a champ. I mean, there's nothing like it. That was like engineered perfectly for the job. And you didn't know that until people started discarding couches. Now I might could use this.
When I first found out about that, I was actually supervising crews. But that crew happened to be a Spanish crew. And they were fantastic. I mean, I liked everyone. One of them, they were nice people, but they all had little cushions like that. And that was the first time
I learned it.
Yeah, I said, man, those things are great. Those guys aren't slipping. They're not going to slide. They're not going to go in there. They sit on them comfortably and throw them in the back of the truck and use them next time. But that's just definitely the way to do it. So be careful on those roofs. Just be careful. And it is also a good time of year to check out your roof, both inside and out. And maybe it's time to fire up your drone with a camera and go looking at your roof. That would be the easiest way to do it. Of course, a lot of us don't have that drone or that camera to get up there, and we have to check our roof out anyway. Do it from the ground. You can pretty much see if there's shingles folded or misplaced or out of line or need nailing. You can check that out and be certain of that. So, walk around, and as you walk around and looking at the to-do list on your house, just start checking out the roof a little bit and see if you can see anything that might be wrong. Because there's a pretty good chance that if there's something wrong, you'll see it. And then you can do the same in the attic when you go up there with a very powerful light. Nowadays, the LED flashlights are, I'm talking about, well, you can get a small beam, just go a long way at night. I mean, I have a light that's not much bigger than a pen, and then when you turn that thing on, I mean, it shines bright. But you take one of those up there, you can find a leak in the attic pretty easy with one of those by just following the light and following the line of water minerals that come down from where the leak starts. And it's easy to do. All right, your Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy, Mississippi's handyman at Super Talk. My guest this next segment will be Patton Seabrook. We'll talk about Seabrook Paints and about painting. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Award-winning singer-songwriter Scotty McCreery, Fall of Summer Tour. Saturday, November 16th, 8 p.m., Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. One of country's hottest stars, Scotty McCreery. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Summer. New album, Rise and Fall, available now. Scotty McCreery Live.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
At Fillmore Buick GM.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Talk about a dramatic intro. Wow, I'm just like, whoa, I'm ready. Patton, that was all for Patton. We wanted to bring him on with a big
nice
old...
Nice, easy.
Yeah, there you go. So how you doing today?
He's a Patton star. That makes you think of the universe. I think of Patton Seabrook.
So now that you've arrived in your spaceship, how you doing today, Patton?
Hey, buddy, that was pretty unique.
Yeah, good word. That's truth. It really was unique. Good to have you on board, man. It's been I know you've been traveling a lot and having some fun, and you've been fly fishing and all sorts of things. That's great. I'm happy for you, man. That's really good.
Oh, yeah, we've been having a very, very nice fall so far. And, of course, this weather right now is like literally perfect.
Yeah, let's get out there.
Perfect weather.
Yeah, sure is.
Perfect.
It's also a pretty good weather for doing some painting outside.
It's perfect.
I mean, it's drier and it's really a good time of year. But as we always talk, before you do any painting, there's a lot of prep work that's necessary. And I think the prep work is something that we talk about a lot, but I still think it's underrated as far as the general public is concerned.
Right. Well, you know, that's what separates your good workmanship from your lackluster workmanship,
yeah,
you know, or subpar, is the prep work. You know, I'll have, you know, customers of ours call us all the time and say, you know, they've been working on the house, you know, doing stuff for 4 or 5 days, but they haven't painted anything yet.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I said, that means you're fixing to get a really good job.
Yeah, really. Don't worry about putting too much effort into the labor of getting ready, because there's a lot to it.
That's right.
Not only the work that you do, but also the products that you use. I mean, you can go through and re-caulk everything, but if you don't use the correct kind of caulking to do that type project, like the outside of caulking your windows to the wall.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to use the right type of caulking, or you could really, one, it's not going to last, or second, it's not going to accept paint. There's a whole bunch of reasons.
Yeah, and in Mississippi, you really need to use the most, you know, high-performance elastic caulk.
Uh-huh.
That you can find, because there's so much movement in our structures.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, the movement in our structures is just, I think, it's second to none nationwide, and everybody has cracks and movements in their houses here, especially in the central part of the state. And, you know, you just really need to use the best, you know, caulking that you can get your hands on.
Well, would that be a good acrylic latex or what?
Yes, it'd be the highest grade of acrylic latex you can find. We sell one called Pro Stretch.
Uh-huh.
That's made by Tower Sealants, and it's just a phenomenal product. We have a lot of window and door people that use it here in this area that put in windows and doors, and contractors, you know, just basic construction, you
sure
know,
yeah,
service people. But it's just, you know, if you have some movement in the crack that you're caulking or in the seam, it will elongate, and it will not come off of the substrate. It'll stay there. So it really, you know, a lot of these guys, they have to go back after 6 months or a year and do a lot of recaulking on stuff that they just did.
Right.
You know, to fulfill the warranty of the project. And but if you use, like you're saying, a better product, you're not going to have to do that as much.
Yeah, and the when you're talking about caulking and how many tubes you need to really prepare a house for proper painting, it may be a few tubes, but when you're talking about stepping up to a better grade, you're not talking about a whole lot of money, and you're going to get so much better of a job.
You're talking about another $2 or $3 a tube.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
And you're not using that many tubes in your house, and it's worth the effort.
It's very little money spent. I mean, you know, and that's what I try to tell people. I said, look at all the money you spend all week on just stuff that. Yeah. You have nothing to show for afterwards. I said, you waste money all week. Everybody does.
Oh, unbelievable.
Said, you know.
It is unbelievable how much people throw away. I mean,
oh, yeah. And unreal.
I include my people in that as well.
I see
tons of stuff. I mean, we're just, yeah. I think we're a little jaded in thinking that we'll just go buy a new one. That could be. But at any rate, I've seen caulking jobs that when they got finished and they painted, they looked good. And then it probably wasn't 6 months, maybe 8 months down the road, the caulking started to show a little bit of mildew and mold through it. And I believe that's because they probably used like a painter's caulk or something that wasn't proper for that application.
Yeah, they probably used the cheapest gray caulk they get their hands on. And, you know, we don't even sell that.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to years ago, but I just stopped hearing it because I'm like, you know, it's, you're going to have issues with it and it's not a good product.
Right. It's like they used to frame sheath houses with blackboard. They don't do that anymore.
Right.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, especially down here in this part of the world, you've got to use the best products you can find, especially on the exterior.
Yeah.
Windows, doors, coatings, sealants. You better be buying the best product you can find or you're going to have issues sooner than you think.
Right. Let's change a little bit and talk about primers, because there are a lot of different primers out there that do a lot of different things, and a lot of people think that a primer is a primer, and some people even think a primer can be inside a paint and we just do it in one step. That one is full of holes. Don't do that.
That's a big you know, falsehood there. Primers are, you know, a lot of technology goes into primers.
Yes.
In fact, sometimes there's more technology going into primers than there is finish coats.
Yeah.
And the big difference with primers and finish coats, you'll never find a finish coat that will have the adhesion or the sealing properties of a primer.
Right.
And there are different grades of primers. There are different types. There's waterborne. There's, you know, alkyds or oil-based primers. There's shellac primers. I mean, there's tons of primers out there. But they all have a very specific purpose. And, you know, that's what we do, is we tell people the correct primer to use for the correct job or situation. Because sometimes you need a primer that's going to seal the porous substrate so that your finish coat will sit on top and will then achieve the millage, which gives you durability, and also the sheen level that you're trying to achieve.
Wow.
If you don't have a proper primer, you're going to have all kind of flashing going on in dull spots in your sheen.
Right.
It's never going to look right. It might make you put on an extra two or three coats of finish paint to get it to look right.
Just what you want to
do. Primers, you know, have adhesion.
Uh-huh.
That's what a lot of people don't understand. Finish coats do not have adhesion. They never will.
Right.
We talk to people about painting, you know, very hard, slick surfaces like stained and varnished kitchen cabinets. It might be lacquer on there. It might be a polyurethane. And I'm like, you're not going to get the kind of adhesion with a finish coat, even though they do have finish coats that do have great adhesion.
Sure.
We do have, but they're not going to have as good adhesion as a bonding primer, a mechanical bonding primer. It's in a world by itself, and it's like an insurance policy.
Yeah.
You put that on, you're guaranteed the paint is not going to come off.
And that's...
You're guaranteed.
That says a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, we
deal with this all the time where people have bought some really nice house, and to sell the house, they hired somebody to come in and paint all the cabinets cheap, and they put a waterborne finish coat on top of an alkyd finish that's been up for 25 years.
Well,
I
bet when they walked out, it looked really good.
Oh, it's like a lot of things. It always looks good for the first few months.
Yeah.
But, you know.
After a while, if that
but
kind of...
After a little use and a little wear and tear, it starts to tell the truth of what really happened.
Yeah. Primers are just so, so important. And then paint finishes, there's so many different qualities and grades of paint that are available today and coatings that... It's unreal. You have to have a pretty good idea of what you're getting into, and you should. I really recommend if you're painting your house or you're going to have your house painted by somebody else, the more that you're up to speed on what should be done yourself, the better you know that your job is going to be, because you can kind of look over the contractor as they're working. And
yeah, I highly recommend that, and I also highly recommend people doing their own homework. You know, call us, ask us questions, come by our locations. We'll be glad to talk to you. But there's a lot of information on the internet as well.
Oh, yes.
And there's a lot of, you know, sites where people talk and chat about what they've done and how it's held up. There's just a lot of objective information out there now. And, you know, we highly recommend, you know, people, you know, just purchase their own products. That way, at least you know the quality of product that is going on your property is what you want. And that's what you made that decision to make that happen.
Right. Yeah. And that's a good, if you have that discussion with your contractor beforehand. Say, yeah, I definitely want a price on painting my house. I am going to supply the product, though.
Yeah, forget about the material costs. I want a labor price, and that's it. Yeah. I'm going to take care of the material.
Sure. At that point, and you can even though I know I do it myself, but you can get a square footage from the person who's going to paint the house about how much paint you're going to need. But I think I'd rather do it myself.
Right. Well, you know, it's we always tell people, you know, we'll kind of help them with that and start off conservative. I said, you always can come back and get another five or a few gallons. You can always come get more material. I said, don't overbuy on the front end. Get enough to get you over halfway, and then you can come get what you think you need to finish.
Yeah, because that paint isn't really going to hold up for 2, 3, 4 years in a can outside in a storage room. It's just not going to do really well.
Right. You know, it's just most people, when they store paint, they don't store it in a heated, you know, air-conditioned place. It's usually in a storage room or somewhere that's, you know, not heated, and you get one of these cold fronts. It's in some storage building outside, and you know, if it freezes really bad, it's going to compromise the coating.
Yeah, you might as well get rid of it. It's not going to do you any good at all at that point in time.
Right.
And then getting rid of it can be a chore because there's not a whole lot of places that are going to take a used can of paint.
It's really hard. You know, a lot of our municipalities do a good job in having a, you know, I guess you'd call it a
dump site.
Environmental, you know, disposal day.
Collection.
You know,
no
advertise for it, but everybody just needs to look. You know, whether it's the city of Madison, city of Ridgeland, or city of Jackson, you know, city of Brandon, you know, they'll have a day during the year where you can bring, you know, old coatings, cans of paint, even old batteries, old cans of solvent, cleaning detergent.
Oil from the automobile. Yeah, if you do.
Yeah, I mean, anything like that to keep people from pouring it down a drain somewhere.
Sure. There are, and I live in the city of Pearl, and they do it. They come around once a year collecting that stuff, and we're notified long before. Plus, I know at least once a year they have a site where you can bring material to. I think it's their dump area where you can bring material to and just drop it off and talk to the person.
It's a great service, and I wish they had it more than once a year.
Because people,
I know it's costly. It's expensive because I know how much it costs to hire somebody to come dispose of it for you.
Oh, my word.
It's unbelievable how expensive it is.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive, but, you know, I wish they had it maybe twice a year. That would be very helpful.
Oh, I know what I forgot to mention about primers. What brought primers up to my mind so much was my granddaughters are really into art a great deal. They're like 14 years old, and they're pretty good. They're real good artists. But
she
had a blank canvas. It was white, and she said, no, before I paint on it, I have to get a primer. I have to go up to the party store and get my primer for it and prime it first. And I said, you prime the canvas before you paint on it? She said, sometimes it's necessary.
And right. That makes sense because a canvas is, you know, can be porous. Yeah. I'm sure some are more porous than others.
I was blown away by that. I said, you little artist are going to teach me something. That's great. But yeah, primers are very, very important. And particularly, one of the segments I was going to talk about today is when you have rust showing just a little bit through your steel door. Let's say you have an exterior steel door and a little bit of rust showing through it. I suggest that you sand that down just about. Get rid of all the rust that you can, and use a rust remover if you can. And then it should be primed with a rust prohibitive paint primer. There's plenty of them out there. I mean, red oxide is probably one of the better ones, but a lot of people are not going to use that on a steel door.
You need a good, you know, if it's just full of spots like that, you're absolutely right. You got to sand it down to where there's nothing left.
Right.
And get it very smooth, get the edges beveled, and then you want to spot prime it, you know, with a rust inhibitive primer. And you can get that in an aerosol.
Sure.
You know, they make
really
good products in aerosol containers that are very handy for spot priming, or you can buy, you know, just a half pint or a quart of a rust inhibitive
primer. And then go at it, and after it dries thoroughly, put your finish coat on it, and it'll last a number of years. Hey, Patton, I have to take a short break. Can you stick with me this a little bit longer?
Okay, no problem.
We'll be right back. Just listen to the Handyman Show, the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. on Super Talk Mississippi. Be right back.
Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete build-outs, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV. Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm. .fm.
Spring clean.
All right, buddy.
Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Patton, a couple more questions I had. That's why I wanted to keep you. Plus, I want to get out some phone numbers. But let me throw these questions at you first. We were talking about primers a great deal, but I didn't mention that it's my opinion that it's a primer works better if it's applied by brush and roller than it is by spray. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, that's always a good argument, you know, between painters and people like us to sell the stuff, because, you know, the old timers would argue with the newer guys using the spray equipment, well, you just don't get as good a paint job unless you press the coating into the substrate, which you do that with a brush or a roller cover, because you're manually pushing it into the substrate. So you're pushing it into the grooves, and you're pressing it into, you know, maybe nooks and crannies that the spray is not going to get to.
Right.
Because it's just laying on top when you spray it. But, you know, we get really good jobs both ways now. You know, the main thing is that the surface is ready to be dry.
Sure. Has to have,
you know,
a primer.
That's the main thing. That the, you know, if it's exterior, that the mold and mildew has been completely, you know, cleaned off and has been treated. I say treated because really you have to use a chemical to kill the mold and mildew spores that are on the substrate. So cleaning it is, I'd say, the most important thing. But I think, you know, now you probably get really good jobs with spray or roller cover or brush, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you can't spray because you just can't have overspray in the building or on the exterior because there are vehicles around. You just can't spray, so you have to use, you know, a brush or a roller. My opinion is, you know, you can't beat a paint job with a brush and roller.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Exterior of a house or something like that, it's hard to beat.
And I think at a time like that, when you know that's coming up in your future, it's a good idea to talk to somebody up at Seabrook Paint or anybody that can give you some good advice in a paint store that can really tell you which way you should go, because it's important that you do it correctly. It's very important.
Yeah, we see a lot of issues with people painting over substrates outside that have not been properly cleaned, and the mildew or mold comes from behind the paint film or behind the stain.
Yeah.
And then you never get rid of it. It's a horrible problem then.
Yeah, the problem, and you said it earlier, you need to get rid of the mildew spores, because sometimes cleaning, you don't always get rid of the mildew spores, but it may look clean, but the mildew spores are kind of almost invisible, and they need to be.
They are invisible. Exactly right.
So you need to have like something like Jomax or something like that to do the cleaning properly.
That's right. You need something that has something that will actually kill the mold and mildew spores.
And that's
not just clean it.
That's more. That's just as important as cleaning it. I mean,
right.
You have to clean it properly. All right. Other thing, during our break, we got a text from some man that said at Battlefield Park, I believe he's talking about in Jackson, there's an old fire station over there that a couple of days a week is open to receive
that's right.
goods
sure
that are
is.
Like paint or oil or batteries, whatever you may want to take over there. So
that's right.
That's always there.
Yeah, we've always recommended that place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have a downtown Jackson location.
Right.
Where our warehouse is. But when COVID happened, it kind of shut it down for a little while.
Yes, sir.
And the hours I'm trying to remember, I think they're open on, like, just Tuesdays and Thursdays and maybe every fourth or third Saturday of the month.
Well, that's good information.
You got to find out exactly when they're open. They're not open, like, 8 to 5, 6 days a week. It's a couple of days of the week, and then on a Saturday, once a month, I think.
And the city can probably tell you that.
That's right.
Yeah, call in the city office, and they'll tell you that for sure. And be happy to share that information with you.
Right, and I have it downtown at my main location. I have their phone number written.
Well, I appreciate the text coming in from that guy mentioning it, and he didn't offer us his name. I would have credited him, but thank you for that. We appreciate it very much.
Right.
So what's new in Benjamin Moore paint, or is there anything new that we should be talking about?
Well, you know, they've had a number of new products come out, you know, for industrial use and for architectural use. You know, what I always try to tell people about is they're, this time of year, you know, we're doing exteriors a lot.
Right.
Because the weather is literally perfect.
Yeah.
They changed their exterior stain line from a name called Arbicoat. It had had that name for years.
It sure did.
They just recently changed it to Woodlux.
Wow.
Woodlux. Woodlux. And what they did is they really improved it, and we're seeing it's a much improved product. The Arbicoat was great.
Yeah, Arbicoat. I was going to say, how can you get much of an improvement over Arbicoat?
Well, they've been working on the Woodlux for 10 years.
Yeah.
They've been working on it, and they finally got it to where they wanted it. They did test marketing on it in the Rocky Mountains and on the eastern seaboard.
Sure.
You know, where you have a lot of precipitous landscape, and therefore you have a lot of decks,
right?
And a lot of higher altitude places that get a lot of UV. You know, the Rocky Mountains and all that. You have places that are 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 feet up, so they're closer to the sun, so they're really getting a lot of UV. And so, at any rate, they did their test marketing, and it's what we're seeing. The products are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're really doing a great job, and people are getting great jobs, and the performance is excellent.
Wow, that's amazing that they, you know, and we've said this before, there's just so much research going into latex nowadays that the products are getting better and better and better all the time.
That's right.
And that's, I mean, I thought Arbicoat was like the top of the pile. I really did.
Yeah. Well, I think they just wanted to make it the very, very best they could with, like you said, the technology is getting better and better.
Yeah, all the time.
And so they saw, you know, a way to make it even better, which is what they did. And we're seeing, you know, everybody that's using it is just, you know, they're coming in, you know, just raving about it. And so that's the newest product line we've had out with Benjamin Moore. And it kind of fits to what we're talking about right now. You know, October, the weather's perfect. So if you want to do a deck or a, you know, fence, something like that, a wooden structure outside, and you want to either use a translucent, a semi-transparent, a semi-solid, or a solid. You know, and you can get it in any color. You're not relegated to just 12 colors. Any color we can tint any of those products in.
Wow.
So it's a very flexible, versatile system that can pretty much. Another great thing about it, you can get half-pint samples in all those products. And I highly recommend that when you're staining wood, especially if you're using a product that is semi-transparent, semi-solid, or translucent. Because, as you know, the wood dictates how that's going to look.
Correct. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the wood has a huge bearing on that just as much as a stain does. So I highly recommend people get these little samples and go test them out, step back and look at them in the morning light and in the evening light. Make sure you like it before you go purchase your product.
And then once you purchase the product and apply it, you'll probably have your deck better protected than most.
Right. It's the Benjamin Moore product line is a high performance line. They try to make the best products they possibly can. and they put the best raw materials and the best grade raw materials that they can find in the painting industry.
Yeah, that works extremely well. Pat, how about some phone numbers?
Sure. My downtown location is just open Monday through Friday, but it's 601-352-4074. My Ridgeland location, which is right across the bridge from the Renaissance shopping area in Ridgeland on I-55, it's 601-853-9796, and they're open all day today.
And talk about, not only do they sell quality products, but they offer such quality advice and can help you so much with even the smallest painting project. You should know the best way to get it accomplished, because they will tell you, and that's good advice to go by.
Yeah, that's what we do, and we try to make it happen every day, buddy.
So, all right. Well, I appreciate you being here with us, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and I expect next week you'll be up at Oxford. I don't know that, but I'm just guessing.
But, yeah. Well, you know, we're up there some. My daughter plays soccer up there, but so we do go up there some. So,
all right,
we'll see what happens.
All right, I'm running out of time. I want to thank you very much, Patton. Take care. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Farmers and builders, listen up. Purple Wave Auction is shaking up equipment sales. We're the no-reserve online auction powerhouse where every bid could be a win. From combines to cranes, tractors to excavators, if it has wheels or tracks, we've got it at purplewave.com. Purple Wave is your ticket to upgrade your operation. Join our nationwide buying community today and see why no reserve means maximum opportunity.
Hi, I'm Jock.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me
Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, and this is the music segment, because this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, which means we get to throw in a music segment. I'm going to start with a group called Great White, and I don't know how many people are familiar with Great White. I think they had somewhat success. And they did a song called Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and we'll play it in just a minute. But they were founded in 77 in L.A., and they've had a lot of success between 87 and 92. And then they disbanded, and they decided in about 2003 to play again, and their first gig was a club in Warwick, Rhode Island, and they decided to play at that club. And during their performance, they had pyrotechnics as part of their show. It went up into the ceiling and caught some of the insulation on fire. And that club actually burned to the ground, killing 100 people. And that was sort of the end of what Great White was doing. The very next day, I was flying into Providence because I was going to the Cape. And the best way to get there is to fly into Providence. Went right over that club site, which was still smoking and smothering. You could still see the burning of it from as we're coming into land. And I'm like, wow, that's where it happened. And as I'm just blown away. But at any rate, this is a great song. Once Bitten, Twice Shy, Great White. Let's listen to it.
Are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a homie.
Great White. All right. Text line lit up. Somebody said, that brings back some great memories for me, as I'm sure it did other people as well. I remember that song, too. It really did have a meaning at that point in time. All right, after doing some looking on YouTube, I found a group named the Lori Morvan Band, M-O-R-V-A-N Band. And she's been playing a lot of festivals and been playing for years and years and years. Very high energy, a great, great guitar player, very simple, very clean, also a very good vocalist, and particularly high energy. She's known for rock and blues. Very, very good, very good. Lori Morvan Band. The song has got to dig deep, and it's really worth listening to. So let's do a little bit of the Lori Morgan Band, Gotta Dig Deep.
Big trouble's coming, yeah.
She's playing that guitar, too, all the way through while she sings and plays. Amazing to watch. Very, very interesting. Lori Morvan Band. Well, about this time to turn it over to Lance and for me to take a little nap and let Lance play some music for us.
I would say that if you were looking at the picture on TV of Lori Morvan, she has got some pipes. I mean, look at those arms. She is put together, man, and she can play that guitar, too.
She can play that guitar, and I was so amazed at her voice.
Lori Morvan, I should say. Yeah,
Lori Morvan is like, it just blew me slap away.
Right. I got a little treat for you today.
All right, that fits right in with Great White.
I went with Ace Frehley, guitarist, lead guitarist, founding member of Kiss, and there's a song that I always loved, was not originally recorded by Kiss, Russ Ballard, producer, English musician. It was recorded by a glam rock band called Hello back in 1975 and was later covered by Ace Frehley from Kiss for his 1978 solo album. And his version of the song is very good. You know, it's just unique to him. But the song is New York Groove.
Yeah.
Now, Sweet, who Fox on the Run, a great, you know, song from maybe late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
They redid that and remastered it much later, I think 2005 or 10.
Sure.
Really great version of that song. I mean, it's just a very clean. But the Frehley version I really like it. Comes from a family of musicians, learned to play guitar at 13. By 16, got his first electric guitar, and that's about all she wrote.
The truth of the matter is, behind all that makeup is really a great musician.
Oh, amazing. I mean, and Ace is extremely talented.
Yeah.
It's all of those guys really were.
That's true.
But, you know, you had that image that that's what they were. But, you know, Fraley and those guys, very talented. But, again, I wanted to have a little treat to play, and let me get this baby crunk up for you, and here we go.
Many years since I was here on the street, I was passing my time away. Towering to the sky, it's out of sight in the dead of night.
Here I am again in the city with a fistful of dollars. And baby, you better believe
I'm back, back in the New York groove. I'm back, back in the New York groove. I'm back, back in the New York groove. It's gonna be ecstasy. This place was meant for me.
Back in the New York groove. All right, I liked it.
Yes, sir.
Ace done us good. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Great version of the song too. A little rougher, not as
I kind of like the edginess.
Yeah,
to
I love the edginess. It's not perfectly mastered.
Yeah,
like
right.
I said, listen to the Sweet version that's much later in 2010, and it's really clean and just a beautiful done song too. Yeah. But
sometimes some songs can be overproduced.
Yeah,
There's certain things that we can look at that have been overproduced, but sometimes when they're not overproduced and they're just done even as a solo artist, sometimes they're even better. All right, coming up next is a group called Matchbox 20, and I picked a song called If You're Gone, but Matchbox 20 was established in Orlando, Florida in 1995 and played through 2003. And then about 2004, they started doing side projects and a little bit of R&R and taking some time off. And they've won many American Music Awards and many MTV Awards. But Matchbox 20, I think everybody's pretty much familiar with it. But let's listen to a song called If You're Gone. Matchbox 20.
Problem I'm feeling if you're gone. Maybe I'm
come home. There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. If you're gone, maybe you need to come home. Come home. There's a little bit of something me in everything in you. I bet you're hard to get over. I bet the room just won't shine. I bet my hands I can stay here. And I bet you need more than you mind. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life. But I think I'm just scared that I know too much. I can't relate, and that's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home.
Yeah, sometimes they don't come home. That'd be okay. What? That guy has such a great voice. Matchbox.
Rob 20. Is amazing. I mean, he has such command. I remember when he was coming up and people were like, this guy's going to be the next thing. And Matchbox really was a great band.
They were.
And, but he really made the band. And when he started doing the side stuff and kind of being on a lot of everything, yeah. Rob just kind of, I mean, to me, I don't know if there's a better vocalist with command like him.
Yeah, I was surprised at how great his vocals really were. That, I mean, they really make you want to listen to the words he says, and he says them so clearly and so plainly.
And so much emotion.
Yeah.
He commands it so well. It's almost like John Popper,
yeah.
You know, with Blues Traveler. You can sense and feel that emotion. He moves you along the journey.
Yes.
And certain indeed. Musicians are so good at that command. It's not just perfection of the tone
right.
and the instrument, but also that storytelling and bringing you with him.
So,
Rob does that. He pulls you with him.
Music is really a hangover from storytelling.
Yep.
It really is. All right. Our band we're going to go out with is a group called Fuzz Rider. Fuzz Rider is from Athens, Greece, believe it or not. And they have done, their debut album was done in 2023, their debut album. So they're a brand new band, but they're a bunch of guys who've been around a long time, and they did a song on their album called Black Snake Boogie, and we're gonna use it as our outtake, and you'll hear it in just a minute. But from Athens, Greece, there's so many great groups in Europe that we don't know about, that we've never even heard about, and yet when you listen to their music, it fits so well in the American music scene. Yet to get a song on the music scene in America, the people in Europe really have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops to get there. But hey, let's listen to Fuzz Rider.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Yes, this time. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Buddy Slowick, your handyman here until 12 o'clock, making all kinds of noise. Going to do some do-it-yourself hacks, if you will. Just kind of little quick tips that can help around the house. And then Lance, add to any of these if you can. And if you don't, well, just be quiet. No, whatever. A quick hack that I found is that if your bathroom mirror is always fogging up when you're taking a shower, you can prevent that from happening by cleaning your mirror with automobile wax. Put one coat of automobile wax on there, let it dry, and when it's totally dry, wipe it clean. And once it's clean, one, it'll clean the mirror just absolutely really well, and then the mirror won't fog up when you're taking a shower. And that's amazing. That kind of is the same situation as putting a wooden spoon over a boiling pot of water. And the water, why won't the water boil over with a wooden spoon on it? I don't know. But it works. If you put a wooden spoon right across the top of a boiling pan of water and leave it even on high bubbling, it won't boil over ever. That's just the way wooden spoons work. It just works really well. A lot of people have candles way down inside a globe somewhere, and they need a long-handled lighter to get to it. Well, if somehow that fails and you don't have one, and all you have is a small something to light it with, and you certainly can get down in the globe, you can use a long strand of uncooked spaghetti. Spaghetti works really well as lighting candles with a long wick, with a long globe on them, and it works quite well. A little thing of spaghetti, I imagine. Another old wives' tale, I don't know, maybe so, says that you should paint your porch ceiling sky blue. And I believe it works. And I know that there's some people out there also that believe that it works. And I've said this before, but the house I grew up in was built in the 1800s sometimes. And all of the porch ceilings in that house were sky blue. So they've been doing that for years and years and years because it's the right thing to do. What it does is it kind of, I guess it kind of tricks and fools the insects and birds. They won't go nest up there because not bad. That's the sky. Can't fool me, though. I know it's not the sky. I just look all the time. Another thing that's necessary is any kind of furniture that you might have that's on a hard floor should have a felt pad under it, and they're easy enough. I mean, you can make your own felt pad with a little glue, or you can buy plenty of felt pads at any store at all, the dollar store, the grocery store, big box store. It doesn't matter. You can buy felt pads everywhere, but they're really, really important, and use a they really can help a great deal. Also, another thing you can do is food-grade mineral oil never gets the credit that it deserves. Food-grade mineral oil, it can be used to regenerate your cutting board or bring it back to life, to get rid of all the grooves, and it looks just so, I don't know, so dry. But the food-grade mineral oil, sand it smooth, clean it, just wipe it down with a rag, and then hit it with that food-grade mineral oil, believe me, it will look great. Food grade mineral also works on your, like, your, like your knife holders or anything that's wooden in your house. Food grade mineral oil will work, including that wooden spoon. It'll work great on all of that material and never hurt your food at all because it is food grade. So, and the last thing I have, just as a little quick tip, is if you have a smelly microwave, the best thing you can do to get rid of that smelly microwave is cut a lemon in half and set it in a glass bowl and fill the bowl with water. And then put it in the microwave and set it on about 2.5-3 minutes until the water starts boiling. And once it starts boiling, shut it off and then leave it in the microwave. And the water actually just takes care of all the odors inside the microwave and helps a great deal and works really, really well. So that's hacks for today. And unless Lance, of course, has a hack.
I'm listening and learning here. Well, I mean, well, there are a couple of those, you know, that we've talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all excellent.
Sure. Yeah. Those are things that anybody can do. Anybody can do. And people should be doing little quick tips. And any hacks that you may have used at your house, hey, send us a text. We want to hear from them.
I've seen, you know, I've seen the taking a blower.
Yeah.
And blowing out your dryer vent.
Yeah.
And blowing it out, you know, making sure you get everything out. That seems to work really well.
So important.
I'm just trying to think off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some good little tricks.
Not only should you blow out your dryer vent from where it connects to the dryer, but also if you have a vacuum, you can get an attachment for it, or you can make an attachment for it that actually is a smaller, like, hose that may be 2 inches, 3 inches round that will fit down where your dryer vent goes, where your dryer lint catcher goes, and it will suck all the lint out from under your dryer before it even gets to your dryer vent. And believe me, a lot of lint is built up under there. So that will help a great deal as well. So, yeah, that all works. All that little stuff really does a good job on the house. All right.
Is it true? Can you take a pumice stone or a pumice stone and
Where are you from, boy?
Well, I mean, I always was told it was a pumice stone.
Me too, but that doesn't
some
mean...
Some people say pumice. But can you use that on the interior of a toilet?
Well, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's not what it's for.
It's for your terrible feet. But it's
that's what
I use it for.
I believe that a pumice stone is used for inside of a toilet. And that may be a misconception on my part, but it doesn't matter. It works. To take a pumice stone that's... on a handle and just rub around the toilet, you will no longer have ring around the toilet, and it will not scratch the porcelain in the toilet. And it works so well in doing just that. So everybody should have a pumice stick, because you've got minerals in your water, and sooner or later, or if it doesn't get flushed quite as often as it should, you're going to have a ring around the toilet. And to get rid of that ring, a pumice stone will do that. It will do it very well. It takes a little elbow grease, but it's easy, it's quick, and you can get it done. And that's just the way it goes. Well, buying a new home, you have a one-year builder's warranty on it. Now, that means that anything that was done during the construction phase that isn't correct, the builder will come back and correct. Now, having said that, that is in place and it does happen. However, the builders are not really excited about coming back there 7 times to take care of little problems. They would really have you make a list of what needs to get done maybe 6 or 8 months into the series and hand them that list and then let them take care of it in the next few months before their time runs out. And if it's not taken care of in a timely manner, it might be worth you making a call or two back to the builder and just saying, hey, you've got to get out here. And I've also found that sometimes it's hard to get the builder to come back at all, and then it's time to talk to your real estate agent who maybe dealt with the builder and dealt with you as well, and they can add some persuasion to the builder to make him or her understand that what they need to do is come back and take care of the situation. That's what the one-year warranty is about. But they really, I can't think of any builder that will come back six or seven times to take care of a problem. They come back once, and I've not seen much of a problem with that. And a lot of times they'll come back maybe twice. Much more than that, it's going to be hard to get a hold of them and hard to get them back. So that's my take on the one-year warranty on your house. That is, and the best way to address that is through communication. Just talk to your builder and talk to, you know, whether it be his secretary or his wife or whatever, and say, you know, I need to get this done, and I need a deadline as to when it will be done. I don't need you to say, yeah, we'll take care of it. That won't do. I want to know you'll take care of it when? By next Wednesday? By next Tuesday? Give me a date. Give me a time. So communication is so, so important. And let them know that you're serious about getting it accomplished, and that will get a lot of things done. Well, let's see. In some locations, it's in the code that houses be built stronger. About 2 years ago, it was said that every dollar spent on building a stronger, more stable house saves $4 in after a devastation comes through, and after something, well, a flood or something, and that house has to be destroyed. So every dollar spent on making a house stronger and more waterproof, the more you're going to save later in reproducing that project again. So it's a good idea just to build as strong as you possibly can. And you do that by using hurricane straps or just all the things that are available. You can build a much stronger house by building out of ICFs, that's insulated concrete forms. And if you have not done any research on those yet, and you are going to build in the upcoming time, it's really worth an effort, your effort, to go to look up what ICFs are and what they can do for you. Get in touch with the Mississippi Concrete Association, and Joel will tell you so much about ICFs, and he knows about ICFs because he lives in an ICF house that he had built himself, and he knows where the subs are. He knows where everything is. ICFs, insulated concrete forms, can build a much, much stronger house than just a standard house, and they do. And yet, from the outside, they don't look any different at all, and on the inside, they don't look any different at all. The only difference is the walls, the exterior walls, will be thicker. Be a lot thicker than they would standard would be, but the outside has regular any type of siding, brick, or anything you want on the outside. The inside has sheetrock, as you would prefer, or anything that you would also prefer. So I really think that in time, that code that dictates that some houses will be built stronger is going to be everywhere, because I don't know. It just seems like just the weather just seems, is it, I don't know if it's a cycle or if it's a change. I don't know what's going on with the weather. I don't think anybody does, to tell you the truth. And that doesn't matter. Being prepared is what matters, being ready for it. So the best we can do is get ready for a situation. Atlas Foundation Repair, one of the better foundation companies in the sound of my voice. Tony Arpino is Atlas Foundation Repair, and they can come to your foundation, which is a slab, which they work on slab foundations, and that's what they exclusively do, slab foundations, and do them very well as far as repair work is concerned. No large trucks, not 700 people, not a lot of dirt in your house, not a lot of aggravation. One pickup truck, two guys, basically one day, and sometimes maybe it'll stretch to two, but Atlas Foundation Repair, they do such a great job. I'd be happy to give you a free estimate. You can do so on the phone if you'll just give them some idea of what you're looking at and what you need done. You can do so through pictures. You can text them pictures. But give them a call at 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation Repair. They really know what's going on in the foundation industry and can help you a great deal. You give them a call, find out how they can help you. Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Give them a call. Tell them you heard about them on the Andy Man Show right here at Sir Doug, Mississippi. All right. Okay, let's see. You know, I've talked a lot about boron before and how great of a product it is, even though it's just a... It just comes from the earth. It's just a natural product. But it's fire retardant. It's insect repellent. And it can be used for so many different things. Boron's a very good thing. And we'll pick that up when we come back. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Super Talk Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Sloak at the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Don't miss the College Football Fix driven by Ford.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm John.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by.
Yeah. And I bet he got all his talent by not going to Build Mississippi, like a lot of people did. And they do wear steel hard hats, and they do make a very good living. Build Mississippi is a great organization that wants to train all of Mississippi to be a part of this growing state. We are growing just in leaps and bounds as far as industry is concerned, as far as building is concerned, as far as construction, driving heavy equipment. All of that training is available at Build Mississippi. You check it out. Just go to buildmississippi.com and do some looking as to what they may offer. They have classes at their warehouse, at their a lot of their showrooms. They have not showrooms, they're really classrooms. But they have simulators in their classrooms. They have master people teaching these classes, people who have gone through Build Mississippi before. Great, great organization. Check it out. Build Mississippi. I think they're just amazing. Matter of fact, I had a Brent scheduled on for next weekend to do our show, but because we're going to be Ole Miss and State are playing right during airtime when I'm on the air, so I'm going to be preempt on the radio, but we'll still be streaming and doing all the whatnot. You could, all the ways that you can get Super Talk will still be available. We'll still do a show, but it won't be on the radio. So I'm going to have Brent. I'd rather have him on a broadcast week where we're touching all the stations. So we'll have Brent on from Build Mississippi in a few weeks. But we left talking about boron being a great fiery retardant, insect repellent, but I'm kind of leading up into to the point where always interior trim on a house can look so much better if at least once a year we go through there and we clean it thoroughly. We just clean it with either, you know, 20 Mule Team Borax is a great cleaner. And it's sold in grocery stores. You can find it anywhere. And it's mostly boron. It does a great job in cleaning, and it's great for cleaning your baseboards, your casings, and all the things around the windows and doors, and it's a great all-purpose cleaner. But pretty much if you don't use it, a good cleaning product for that purpose is also TSP. A lot of people don't keep TSP around the house, so they have to turn to a cleaning solution. Just don't make it too sudsy. You don't want a lot of suds left on your, because they'll collect dirt after a while. You want it to be as clean. If you do use suds to clean off an area, or an area gets kind of soapy, rinse it and let it dry, and then you won't have that problem again. So it is really can make a big difference in the way your house looks. But a lot of times, just by cleaning the interior trim, you'll say, and I thought I needed a paint job. Oh, my word, I don't. Look at this trim. It's wonderful. And that's really all there is to painting trim. And it looks really good. Or cleaning trim. All right. That's important to do, clean that interior trim. Working with wood can be a lifetime passion. With every project you do, you gain knowledge, you gain respect for the tools, you gain experience, and it becomes a lifetime passion where that wood can turn into something. I mean, just take a block of wood and envision what it can be, or what it can turn into. Or look at the huge trees. In my yard, for instance, I have these huge, huge oak trees. I mean, they're probably 50, 60 feet tall. Wow, the furniture that could come out of those would be unbelievable. I mean, the wood being from that tree to that finished product of furniture is really, has been a craftsman job from day one. From the first time that we came to America, the first thing we realized is we have a raw product that we can actually build with. And it can do so many things, warp it and bend it and achieve so many things. But building with wood, like I said, is a lifetime passion for some people, whether they're building birdhouses or they're building farmhouse furniture, or they're building regular furniture, or sheds, and they may build some things even to sell and make a little money on the side doing like, or have an outlet mall that will take products on consignment. But building with wood is so much fun and allows you to buy more tools if necessary. Yeah, well, that's part of it. I've got to have it. Don't try to do something with a tool that's not meant to do it. In other words, always be on board with the tools that are necessary. Use them and use them properly. And wear safety gear wherever that's necessary. And some wood, and some working on someone, working on some houses, requires that you do have safety gear. Safety gear can be very, very important. And safety gear can protect our eyes, protect our ears, protect our hands, and just be careful around power tools because they really can be quite dangerous. Another thing you have to be very careful of, and I say this probably every week, is ladders. How many people have gotten injured by ladders? Who can count? I can't count that high. I mean, if it's past three, I can't count that high. No, it's more than three. But at any rate, Lance, don't look at me like. Lance, look at me like, are you crazy? I saw that look.
It doesn't
look.
Always end like Chevy Chase and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I saw that look.
I look like I can't count that. Number of ladder injuries, never ending.
A lot. And strangely enough, somebody right now who is listening is probably going to get injured today walking on a ladder or using a ladder improperly. And if they don't get injured as a major injury, they'll get a minor injury, and even an ouch is no good. Ladders are that kind of a thing. Just be very, very careful using them, because, man, they can create a lot of damage, and they do create a lot of damage. Other than that, maybe it's time you did something for your neighbors. Maybe they need you to get over there and do some work that maybe their lawn hasn't gotten mowed in like a month or two or three. Maybe knock on their door and you'll find out there's sickness and they can't get out and do it right now. Well, offer to do it for them. I guess that's the essence of the human spirit, is trying to help one another out and help one another grow to be better people and to be better, more useful to the society we live in. And that's so important, just to be willing to share and to be grateful for what we have and not always to be wishing for more. Because most of us have more than what is adequate to get by with. Most of us have an abundance of product that we have tons of them. We need to just get rid of some of that and share some of that. Don't be hoarding. There's no sense in hoarding anything. Most stuff is going to be there when you need it. And we haven't got to with a situation in this country at this time of year where hoarding is necessary at all. Hey, you've been listening for a couple hours to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. I want to thank Pat and Seabrook for being my guests today, and let you people know that the Handyman is on Super Talk every Saturday from 10 in the morning till 12 at night. 12 at noon. And come on and join us. We have a good time. Tell your friends the Handyman is on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Lance.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem. The new degree of comfort.
Sweet. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.